Here's the thought I'm entitling, It Takes Two. A couple of days ago, I was talking about emotional content and how difficult it is for inanimate objects like the landscape that we photograph to portray emotional content. And I suggested that the emotional content, therefore, has to come from the viewer. That is to say, their experience, their memory, etc. In a strange way, that relates to a common thing I hear from photographers all the time is, I want to do a book of my work. But the question is, why do you want to do a book? Do you actually want the challenge of making a book, or do you want to make a book because you think somehow that will connect you with an audience? But will it? Doesn't it make sense that an audience will only connect to your work or your body of work or your book full of images if somehow they bring something to the project that allows their emotion, their experience, their memory to connect to your photographs, using the photographs as a vehicle for that connection? Otherwise, it takes two to tango, as they say. And when it comes to making a book, well, if there's not a purchaser on the back end of that process, then you haven't made a connection. Same way if you make an original print. If it doesn't go out in the world and connect with someone somehow, then it's been great for you, but it hasn't been a connection with another person. There has not been a conveyance of emotional content, which is, in my way of thinking, one of the primary objectives of art. So what are we to do? Well, seems to me we don't have a choice. We do our work, we send it out in the world, and then the next logical thing for us to do is do more work and send it out in the world and not worry too much about whether or not it connects, because that's completely out of our control.